call the meeting to order.
Is your mic on, JC?
It's 6 o'clock. JC, is your mic on? Is it green?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
It's on.
Great. All right. So we're going to have the introduction of Terrell, but she's not here tonight. So we'll go right to to the agenda. Are there any changes or questions about the agenda? Hearing none, would someone like to make a motion to accept it as is?
Oh, yes. Yeah, sorry. I was distracted by the cart. We will need to move the presentation for labor negotiations discussion from 14.1 new business to probably right after the public forum. Or do you want to do the consent agenda first? Tess is here in the room, so.
Let's do move it right after
the public forum.
Yep.
Okay.
So 14.1.
Mr. Chair.
Yes.
Excuse me. Do you have a copy of the agenda, please?
Yep.
Otherwise, you know what? Do you want to share with me?
Oh, I forgot to grab one.
Oh, you can share with me. How's that?
Sure. Got some over there, too.
There are?
Might as well use the copies that are here. Those are recycled anyway.
You'll be cross-eyed.
I might be.
I know. I will be. I'll just save my
copy. Thanks, Amy.
Wait a second here till Bobby gets his copy. So 14.1 has been moved up right behind number 6, the open public forum. Are there any other changes to the agenda? Is there a motion to accept the agenda as is?
I'll make a motion. We accept the agenda.
No second.
Laura and Wayne, a second. Any further discussion on the agenda? Hearing none, call for a vote. All in favor say aye to accept it.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have approval of the minutes. Board meeting is number 3. Board meeting we had on July 16th. Are there any changes to that? Pardon?
You want to do them both?
Yes. We could probably do both of those.
Sure.
The motion to approve both the board and the finance committee meetings.
Okay.
I'll second.
Oh, boy. That was a tie.
Give it to Lynn. She gets the win.
Lynn.
Tie goes to the runner.
Any further discussion about the minutes from the meeting and the Finance Committee meeting? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote to accept. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. We're going to appoint number 5. We need to appoint someone to the Finance Committee.
We need to appoint Terrell to the Finance Committee.
Yes. Well, yes. that was going to say.
Oh, yeah. You knew.
Yes.
You knew.
We're going to, as long as Terrell's not here, that's what happens. Don't show up. You get appointed. So we will let Terrell hopefully accept that a nomination to the Finance Committee. And now number 6, we have the public open forum. And first we have Sandy Clucker. Would you like to come up, Sandy? Karen has got the mic all adjusted. She got it looked upside down. So whenever you're ready to start, Sandy, go ahead.
So thank you for having me here in an open forum. I appreciate that. And I'm asking you tonight to remove the Celebrating Banned Book Weeks. That's on your website. That is next week, September 22 to 28. There are 10 books that have been featured that are the most banned books, and many of those books have children featured in the books. One of them, you have the list in front of you. One of them talks about incest, 2, drugs and profanity. 4 talk about rape. All 10 claim to be sexually explicit. Sex education, which is considered EDI under the Library Association. I call it DEI, division, exclusion, and indoctrination. 7 of them has the LGBTQIA plus content, and I believe that that is a guise under the LGBTQ, so that if you do say anything against these books, that you will be labeled as a homophobe. So you also have Spread the Word on your Facebook pages, event pages. The Supreme Court has recognized several categories of expression. that as a society should be deemed unworthy of First Amendment protections.
30 seconds.
One of those categories is child pornography. The courts have found that protecting children from traffic and other harms outweighs other persons' First Amendment rights to free speech. I again ask, who's responsible for the grooming in this library? Silence is complicity. I'm again asking you to remove the books, remove the website, and save the children. Thank you.
Thank you, Sandy. Peter Wilson.
Yeah, I can talk loud enough anyway. All right, hi, Peter Wilson. Thank you for allowing me here. Again, I had mentioned before, and I have requested now two books to be entered in the children's department. If you're going to have books on rape, brutalization of children, and explicit sexual events, most assuredly, with absolute certainty, without any reservation or hesitation, you would want books on how this concept came about. Very little is organic. We can see by the racist agenda here of DEI. We can see by the communist concept that developed it. We can see by the head of the library group. She's a self-acknowledged communist. All of this is out there. You would want, in fact, you would insist that these books be there. Querying of the American Child and Lost in Transnation. These should be in the children's department. So if you're going to expose them to the brutalities of these other books, they can at least look at it. I was just, in closing this out, I was just looking up an old email, which I found one of our local members of a school board making the comment that LGBTQ people are far more prone to suicide. I'm not saying they are. I've read it's 30 times more. I don't know if it's twice as many. I have no idea exactly. This person made the comment. If you're not giving them the alternative of looking at how this comes about, you are complicit in it. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any more for open forum? Okay, we'll close the open forum and bring it back to the meeting. Karen's just going to... Nicole's going to switch the tape.
She's just turned the mic off.
Oh.
I don't know how to do anything. Okay,
that's okay. What are you doing?
You did great.
All right, so now we're to 14.1, the labor negotiations discussion.
Okay,
and there is a closed session. So
grab our checklist. Put Heidi with this. And check Susan. All right. We will need to state on the record.
Okay. Yep. Put some glasses
read the blue stuff.
Okay. The blue stuff? Okay.
Yep. Well, first we have to do this.
Okay.
You'll need to write down who's making the motion.
Okay.
So I'm ready to go?
Yep. Go ahead and read that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So I'm going to state for the on the record for specific grounds for closing permit, closing, and describe, I'm going to start over. I'm going to close the meeting for labor negotiation strategy pursuant to Minnesota Statute 13D.03.
Need that.
Okay. We need a motion, a second, and a majority vote to close the meeting. So is there a motion to close the meeting?
I move to close the meeting.
Melissa, is there a second? Second by Wayne. Any further discussion about that? All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries to close the meeting. So the time is 6:10, and we are in the Great River Regional Library in St. Cloud in the Mississippi room. Time is 7:51.
Ouch.
And we are going to reopen the meeting. By the way, Patty's daughter is having a baby, so we have Tracy here today to help us take our minutes.
Deductions for Tracy's benefit?
Yes.
I just,
jacket.
Oh, thanks.
I knew it
oh,
was
yes.
going to
I've got mine here, too.
Because it's so warm.
Yeah.
It's an administrative
Shoot.
System.
Thank you.
I see.
This is back to Tracy.
Oh, yes.
We knew this was going to take a while. We just weren't sure how long.
Thank you for coming back, Tracy.
Thank you, Tessa.
Yeah, the meeting reopened at 7:51.
Okay.
And we just wanted to go around the room and introduce everybody to you because we kind of got rolling really fast. And I just explained that Patty's daughter is having a baby, and you got to come and help us today. And what do you do actually upstairs? You told me what you did.
I help out with HR and accounting and Penny. So I'm kind of help out with all.
And then we're just going to go around the room and introduce everybody. So we'll start with Wayne again.
Wayne Bauer-Schmidt, citizen rep for Wright County.
Melissa Fee, citizen rep, Wright County.
Bobby Casper, Commissioner Morrison County.
Laura Candy, citizen rep for Sherburne County. Lisa Hobie, Commissioner Sherburne County.
Tracy.
Jane Dietz, citizen rep for Sherburne County.
You know me.
We'll skip over to Teresa there.
Teresa Dahl, citizen rep, Wright County. Tina Diedrich, Wright County Commissioner.
Lynn Growing, Stearns County, citizen rep.
And we have JC, who's kind of been in and out tonight a little bit. And she's out. She's a citizen rep for
Wright County.
We represent. So we'll just keep on going here. Maybe we can pick up speed here again.
Good idea.
So we're at 7 point the financials. The bills were emailed. We do these are action items, the financial reports and the current letters of credit. Can we take all those together? Why not? Huh?
Yeah.
So is there a motion to accept the bills, the financial reports and the current letters of credit? Wayne, and then Lisa, second. Any other questions or comments about those? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Now we're on to the consent agenda. This is also an action item. Do we need to take these probably individually?
No, you can do them all as one.
All right. I like that idea. So it's the Regional Library Basic System Support. That's what was handed out to us as we walked in the door tonight. Any comments on that, Karen? It's kind of...
That's our reporter results for last year's funding. That's 17 to 18% of our revenue, so...
Okay, and then the telecommunications aid is an application?
That was on the table. We got information late, so it ended up on the table. We have to apply in order to receive it.
And we don't have anything for 8.3 for other,
no.
Correct? Okay, any questions on those? Otherwise, we'll take them as a block. Is there a motion to accept those?
I'll make the motion to accept both those items.
Tina is first. Is there a second?
I'll second.
Lisa, Melissa, second. Any further discussion on that? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. 9, any communications, Karen, at all?
No.
10, we've had a great presentation by Tessa tonight, but was that our presentation?
No, we just didn't have anything.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so we're on to 11.1, the executive director report. There we're in our packets.
Yeah, in the interest of time, if it's all right, I can just jump ahead to the building reports rather than highlight what's written there. I wanted to make sure everybody knew that they are being invited to the Howard Lake Open House on October 28th from 6 to 8 p.m. We're very excited about our new library there. I also wanted to draw attention to page 34, in particular the comments about the St. Cloud Public Library. We have had some substantial plumbing issues in this building to the point where we ended up actually having to close the building for a while. I don't know that they are completely resolved. They found some clothing clogged in a pipe. They found shavings in a cracked pipe. and they've had a hard time finding the access point for a big range of the plumbing. So even just last week, we had a backup in the dock where suddenly something let loose from the upstairs bathroom into the dock. And so our staff are dealing with that. Public Works has been super responsive, but it's just really hard to know what's going to happen next. So just wanted you to be aware. This could turn into a bigger thing. The city knows about it, but it's not an easy problem to solve. So,
how old is this building?
It was built in 2008.
So it's, someone's putting stuff in the toilet.
Well, somebody was, but there was also a cracked pipe. Like the pipe was, they replaced a range of the pipe underneath when they were dealing with the clog.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's shavings within the pipe, and so they're not sure if that's contributing to some of the log jams, but in order to unclog it last week, if you remember the tour, if you were on the tour, there's the collapsible shelving behind Wally. Mm-hmm. That's where they had to put the snake in, and the clog was out by the dock because they cannot find the access point. It's supposed to be in that office on the corner, and it's not. So if they could find the access point, they might have better luck actually addressing the clog. They are also talking about doing something from the outside of the building in. But it's a really bad situation to the point where they had to shut the water down. And we weren't really sure if we were going to be able to reopen that Wednesday. Thankfully, it did open. But then we had the clog again last week. So.
And out hoses, aren't they?
Yeah, right. We could try that, but I think our patron base here is a little too creative for that solution, and I wouldn't want to put our staff through it. So
is this all city then expense?
Yeah. Okay. Well, it'll end up getting split through the maintenance.
And what is our split again?
82-18. So with 3% overhead, right? Something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of this will come back, but.
Yeah. Okay. Any other comments on that, Karen?
Not on that.
I pray that gets resolved.
Oh,
well.
Yeah.
Well.
Plumbing is the last thing any of us want to be talking about.
So we'll go to committee reports.
Oh. Before we jump there, okay. I just want to point out on page 37, we had a record number of Summer Reading Challenge participants this summer. So
that's awesome.
Hooray.
Okay. So now we can jump to 12.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. Jump right ahead. Yeah.
So finance committee, we do not have a meeting tonight.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't end up pulling that. Yeah.
And on the personnel committee, I actually chaired that tonight, and we did pass a whole bunch of updated a whole bunch of policies. And I believe that's all that we had on there.
Yeah, we will need to approve that formally, right?
Yes. It was a summary of the personnel policy updates, and there was quite a few of them at that. The personnel committee did approve of those, so I would like to make a motion to approve those approved updates, policy updates.
Yeah, we didn't change anything in then what was requested
there was,
in
just
right?
A few were updated.
Yep.
It was
so
as
what
presented.
We passed, it was as presented. Yep. So then it will move forward to this committee as presented. So we didn't make any markings additional in the personnel.
And I can make that motion to accept those, right? Is there a second on that?
Second.
From Tina?
Nope.
That was Lynn.
Sorry, Lynn.
That's Lynn. I'm just
waiting. Got to get my glasses here. Any further discussion on that? Hearing none, we'll take a vote on that. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have 13, unfinished business. Anything there, Karen?
No.
Okay, and we've done 14.1. We do need to do the auditing service proposal. Is that correct?
Yep. And Amy's got more background on that.
Okay. So that we're on 14.2, and that's a 2024 auditing service proposal. So, Amy, would you like to say a few words about that?
So, in January, the board asked that we do a request for quote. We sent our request to 5 CPA firms. We received responses from 4. We have been with our current auditor for, as far as I can tell, since 2002 or prior. I can't find anything that states how long you should be with an auditor before you switch. However, best practices for nonprofit organizations is 5 to 7 years. So we interviewed each of the firms. We talked to them. Two of them are located right within this area. And there's nothing wrong with the relationship that we have with our current auditor now. But we did receive a proposal that was less than theirs.
Who's our current? And I should know this. Excuse me. Who's
our
current
auditor is Bergen KDB. Yeah. KDB. And they were purchased by Creative Planning.
Yes.
Although their auditing section stays as Bergen KDB. So.
Who was the low bidder?
The low bid came from Schlenner Wenner here in town. And they're located right in the old district building.
It's just up the block.
So we need a motion to accept that?
I'd make a motion to accept this.
Second.
New Bobby? Audit. So we're going with Tina. Schlenner Wenner?
Yep.
Schlenner Wenner.
Yep.
Okay. Madam Chair, and I also would recommend that we just, like every 3 to 5 years, we go out for bids. And I don't know what the sweet spot is of that, but I think every 3 years it's a good idea. Just to
keep things above board.
Yeah.
So that was
at least some experience now.
Yep. Bobby and Tina was second on that.
Yes.
Okay. We have had.
Ms. Chair?
Yes.
More discussion. I was just going to say, too, that this current auditor, can we send them a letter of appreciation for what they've done through the years?
Oh.
I think that would be
good
helpful.
Idea.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good idea. Yes.
Very nice. Okay. Any further discussion,
can I
Wayne?
Ask the range of bids and who they came in from? You don't have to tell me who each one was.
No. No, the range of bids came in between $23,000 and $29,500.
And last year it was $25,000?
Last year was $24,650.
Good job, Amy.
How many people bid on it?
I'm sorry.
How many firms bid on it?
Four of five that we sent to. And the only reason the fifth one didn't was because they couldn't start our auditing process until May. They couldn't fit us in, and so they just chose not to.
Any other discussion on that? I'll take a bid to. I will call for a vote on that. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we need action on Great River policy review and updates on communications.
So this is part of our continuing journey down reviewing all of our policies and procedures every 3 years. This was the only section we actually attempted to pull together outside of personnel this cycle, but the it's mostly typographical. So,
yep, as you can see,
it's on page 43 and 44.
Any comments on that? Otherwise, I will call for a motion to accept that.
So moved.
Tina, is there a second?
Second.
Melissa? Any further discussion on that? Hearing none, I'll call for a vote. All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. 14.4, strategic plan process timeline. Karen, you want to mention anything about that? Or it's on page 45 in your packet.
We outlined how we think we'd want to approach this. So input.
Any changes?
I'm hoping to appoint a committee so we can ask for committee appointments maybe in November if we go this direction, similar to what we did with the collection development policy last year where we had a mix of staff and board. We are actually already in a working relationship with University of Michigan School of Information to do a community profile for the St. Cloud area. And then we would use the user non-user survey, evaluate current strategic plan, hopefully sit down with city stakeholders who would want to sit down with us because we haven't done community meetings for a while, but we don't know that that would be the best format based on our experiences last time. And then do community goals. I already have a started document just trying to pull the goals that are in different counties' long-range plans together, use a staff engagement survey that we just ran as a reference point for staff, and then also use the DEI team, the Youth Advisory Council, and the Fund Development Committee to inform the plan. So, and pull together some subgroups of LSCs and different coordinators around the region to try to talk about local goals and how we might be able to better address that. So what I'm proposing is we do this in-house and not hire a consultant, if you want to really get it in a nutshell.
So do this group in November, you'd like us to think about possibly
coming?
Yeah, if we
had more, if it wasn't so late, I'd maybe ask for membership, but we're missing a lot of people, and I'd want people to think about whether they want to be on the committee. And we're only going to be able to do 3 and 4 if we're strategic board members as part of it, but that's going to be a time commitment, and I know that's hard for some folks, too. So,
okay. So is there a motion to approve that?
A motion.
AC, a second?
I'll second.
Lisa, a second. Any further discussion, questions for Karen on that? We'll bring it back in November, obviously, for the board, the small board. So no further discussion, so I'll call for a vote. All in favor of approving that, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next, we have Karen's evaluation coming up. It's supposed to be on the table over there. Is that correct?
Yeah.
14.5? I didn't. Oh. This table. So Nicole is going to pass it out, and what are we going to do with those, Nicole? Are we going to mail them back to you or email them? Or?
Yes, if you can email them back, or if you would prefer, my email address is on here. I can send an electronic copy so you can fill it out electronically and email it back, whichever you prefer.
Okay. And do you have a date you'd like them back by, Nicole?
October 11th.
Okay, it's all on there. Thank you.
So we have to use our own envelope this time, right?
If we mail it back.
Or you could stop in the library.
Send it through interlibrary mail. Drop it in Ellsworth if you want.
There you go.
Yep.
I prefer if you didn't hand it off to staff and send it to me.
You might put your own comments on it.
It is a personal document. Yeah, so.
Cool. You can stop at the desk and ask me to come down and get it.
Okay. And I want to say, I did get a piece of mail yesterday. It took 27 days for it to arrive from Arizona. 27 days.
I have to say it.
A simple card to arrive.
Oh, that makes me
crazy.
Listen, so, if you prefer email, I am just email me, and I am happy to email you the electronic copy.
Okay.
That's your preference.
That might be easiest, too.
And since it's Nicole's first time, I should ask on her behalf, is this something the personnel committee will be doing, or is this a full board one? Because it's been both in the past.
I think we did do personnel only last
The last time. Couple of times, we but did. In fairness, I wanted to make sure that we had that on
so
the record.
So do you want a consensus of that, or do we want to vote on that, or how?
I think consensus is how it's been done in the past.
Okay, in the past, we've had just personnel committee because it's kind of a large discussion, but all the feedback would come to the personnel committee. It comes to Nicole, and then she downsizes it or puts it into a form so that the personnel committee. So is there consensus? Would that be all right, or would you like full board to see it all?
But we are at a decision.
Say it one more time. So what the personnel committee, you want to do
The personnel committee would do the review.
And then
they would bring it back to the full board and say that they accept Karen's been doing a bang up job or not.
Yes. There was sort of a high level summary of
High level summary.
Yeah.
Well, would that be all right? Are people shaking heads? Yes.
Sure. Yes.
I see a lot of yeses.
Oh, is that what it is?
Consensus that would be fine. So, Nicole, are you going to send these out to the people that aren't here today?
Yeah, I'll have Patty. Patty can help me. We can figure it out.
Okay, that sounds good. I just want to make sure Karen gets all the feedback possible. That she certainly deserves a lot of feedback.
It's helpful. Yes.
Yeah. And then 14.6, farewell to Lee Lensmeyer. He was going to be here tonight, but he's not.
Well, I don't know if he's actually supposed to be places or not. We did invite him, and he chose not to come.
I'm going to go find him.
Yes, and we've got a thing signed, and Lisa is going to hand deliver that to him.
Yes.
He's retired?
I mean, Tina.
He has stepped down from our board.
but he's still a commissioner.
And Terrell Clark has taken his place. She was unable to be here tonight, so we'll swear her in November.
Very good.
And then I should also note, I don't know that anyone would remember him, but Bob Hare served on this board for quite a long time, and he passed away this week. So I'll be sending a card to his family on his behalf. But
okay.
That it'd be worth acknowledging his service to the board.
And how many years ago? You said it was a long time ago.
He was on during restructure.
Okay.
So, and it was as I was becoming administration, so probably 2010 he was on.
Okay. Yep. All right, open board forum. Make it quick. What do you get it
saying? Anyone?
I guess I just had one question about the.
Go for it.
You know, I guess I just noticed it. You know, when we all got that email the first time, and I had looked at some other library websites, and I don't see that other libraries were maybe advertising this for the week. So I'm just curious why we chose to advertise it when I don't see it maybe on, you know, like Pioneer Land and
you know,
other. I'm just wondering
that's
where
an
that
interesting question. We have in the past, so I don't know that we've ever, like, ALA does it every year. It's not a new thing, and it's something that speaks to why there is a public library and raises the issue of, you know, book challenges are a thing and the First Amendment's a thing. We're a space that protects all ideas. So I wasn't part of the decision making last year. This year, the spokesperson was LeVar Burton, and I have personal. I'm a Trekkie, so it was really hard for me to say don't do Books Week last year. Of course we're going to do LeVar Burton, but I don't know who the spokesperson was for this one this year. So, yeah, it's just something we've always done.
Question. So we probably will always keep doing it.
Yeah, unless it's less interesting. You know, we try to draw attention to things that people want to hear about, and the people who make decisions about what goes on your social media is based on what people are responding to. So
might I add, though, it can be divisive if you can tell, so that we can all acknowledge, and those books are going to stay. You know, per policy, per lawyers and attorneys. I'm just going to say you don't have to draw attention to it. I'd rather unite people than divide, mm-hmm. honestly. And we're going to acknowledge the books are there. But we have a policy that's restructured to, you know, kind of address it and move on. And so in that sense that I always appreciate public comment. I certainly do. And we all don't all think alike. But I would rather bring unity to, you know, things than kind of point out where we're not all thinking the same. So that's my opinion.
Not call it banned books. Throw everything open.
You can call banned books as long
just
as
come
I've
to the library
here.
And check things out.
Yeah.
Like our summer programs. I mean, just look at how positive those are.
Yep.
Incentivized. And I'd rather do that kind of stuff, really, to be honest. And so,
okay, good comments. Anything else for open forum, for board open forum? All right, our next meeting is October 15th. It's a work session, and then on the 19th is the Board of Trustees meeting. So with that, if there's no further comments, I will adjourn the meeting at 8:15.